Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game 4 of 6 between the Shuckers and the Smokies in Kodak, Tennessee. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. As always on Fridays, I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How's your heart rate doing after these last couple of games? It's been close, it's been tight, but Shuckers have come out with 3 straight wins.
I got a really slow heartbreak. It's good. Every time you play tight games, it means that the guys are doing good things out there. And I believe the resiliency that we were looking for is growing into our guys. And, we're able to come out on top.
Well, talk about that resiliency. The bullpen last night, the tying run gets on in each of the final 5 innings, and either Jefferson Caro's throwing them out or you guys are stranding them on the base paths. How fun was that to see the resiliency, and gratifying to see that resiliency from the bullpen?
Well, it's always nice to have our bullpen to come out and get some key outs. That's how what our mentality needs to be, is that you're there to get key outs and to add to things that we're looking for. That's what's going to take you over the hump, get you to the big leagues, being able to come out of the pen and get a really key outs and key moment. It chose to not yesterday, where like you said, the last 5 innings they got the time run on bases and we were able to shut them down.
And how about Cam Robinson, too? You go to him on back-to-back nights. He gets the 5-out save on Wednesday, and then last night pitches a real lockdown 9th inning to get you guys the win.
Well, he's been awesome to have. I think he has turned the page, and the ability to come in on back-to-back nights and get safe is really important for every night accomplishment. I think what they have done and what he has done also is can't talk enough good things about them, but it really keeps our hope high.
How big of a smile does it put in your face, and how much do you love to see the fact that you can go out there and you can give the ball to anybody in the bullpen and you're going to get an inning or two of shutdown baseball from them?
Well, I think the right way to put it is we're trying to put each individual in the right moment for them to be successful. We're not talking about like by design. Oh, he's gonna pitch. No, we're trying to use every guy in the bullpen and every guy out there like they would in the big leagues. So the mentality is that when you get out there to get out, that will develop you into the higher level. When you go to Triple A, when you get to the big leagues, that's how you're going to be used, and that's the mentality that everyone needs to be. So development was over, but we're trying to develop each individual in a position to be successful, matching up their stuff versus the batter.
Big thing last night, Jackson Chourio hits his 20th home run of the year. And at this point, we talk about this all the time, we're running out of adjectives to describe this type of season from Jackson. Just how fun has it been to see him improve on a daily basis? And last night, a great home run and a big-time smile rounding the bases.
Well, I think don't run out of adjectives. Is that you can give any really good adjective. A guy that has a super talent and he's only 19. And we haven't seen the best of him. I will say that he's going to be really good. That's the main thing you need to know, and everyone needs to know. Some of the people don't know what they're seeing right now on the field, but in 5 years, you'll surprise and you're going to say, wow. And that's what we expect from him. I think his ability, this guy is the limit, and, so hopefully he stay healthy and he continues to grow into baseball to get the experience that he needs to be successful in the years to come, and this year, next year, and the many years to come.
not only is it Jackson on this roster, but it is really a collective of the Shuckers this year, putting together a lot of big moments. You're on the cusp of breaking the franchise single season runs record, closing in on 200 stolen bases. The pitching staff is on pace to strike out more batters than at any point in Shuckers history. Just how exciting is it to manage a group that is breaking down record after record after record here in 2023?
Well, I do think the first we got to give credit to all the players and all the staff that have contributed to create what we're trying to do as an organization, a philosophy that we're trying to do as an organization. I think everyone has taken to heart what we're, all our philosophies, how to run the bases defensively, offensively, on the base path. You know, those are philosophy that we're trying to create, and my job is to maintain that mentality and get all that momentum and on a daily basis to create and stay in the right direction and path for them to adapt into their game. Once they're able to adapt our philosophy into their games, you're going to see that type of production, because this kid has a lot of skills. So once they learn how to do it, their skills, and you know, it's going to become natural. That's what we're looking for. Once they're able to do that, they're going to be ready for the big leagues.
How exciting is it to see that organizational philosophy lead to winning at all levels? In the big leagues, the Brewers are in first place. Nashville's fighting for a playoff spot. You guys are fighting for a playoff spot in Biloxi. Carolina's fighting for a playoff spot. And the Arizona Brewers win the title in the Arizona Complex. Like, that's right there. 5-6 different teams in the organization playing meaningful late baseball and going to the playoffs. That certainly has to feel good about the what you guys have put in as an organization.
Well, that's a credit to everyone, like I said, players, staff, and you know, philosophies, and our front office. You know, we're trying to create players that know how to win, learn how to win, and wanted to win. At every level, wherever you go, there's expectation for you to achieve, but the expectation also, how important is that W for you, for the team, and for the organizations. Once you're able to do that, once you get to the big leagues, you're going to have a position to adapt, adjust, and produce. And that's what we're trying to do. I think, you know, all the teams have done an incredible job, but also the credit to the players, but also a big, you know, shout out to these, all the staff in the minor leagues and our front office and all the coordinators that have put all those all that time to create those philosophy.
Well, Skip, thanks so much as always.
I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.